This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Journal of Public Health and Epidemiology has published news that autism may be linked to vaccines unethically developed from embryos in the U.S. and other Western nations with callous disregard for DNA safety. A biotech institute in Seattle finds that increases in autistic disorder correspond to the introduction of most, if not all, vaccines for MMR, chickenpox, and hepatitis A. Even more alarming, Dr. Teresa Deischer of Sound Choice Pharmaceutical says, not only are the human fetal contaminated vaccines associated with autistic disorder throughout the world, but also with epidemic childhood leukemia and lymphomas. The White House has announced it will continue its fight with nuns over their religious rights to conscience. While the government has already exempted millions of Americans from the HHS mandate, they have done so for commercial or secular entities and seem to be quite okay with targeting the Little Sisters of the Poor, whose entire ministry is helping the poor and elderly. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. State bureaucrats in Maine are no longer seeking to deny ordinary treatment to the little girl hanging on to life after being abused. Governor Paul LePage said he would protect the girl despite any court order bureaucrats might win. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.